you taking advantage of Ramon's absence here to get all the extra work you can?
You know, it's an opportunity, and we got to go out and improve every day. So, you know, if you don't take advantage of that, then you're in the wrong business.
Can you tell Ramon he's got to worried about his job here or no?
Not focused on that. You know, I want to be better for the team and improve myself so that way I can help the team. And so the first O-line and first offense doesn't skip a beat when I play, and I take pride in that. So I'm not thinking about anything else.
How did you, when you first got in here as, a preferred free agent maybe, but how did you ingratiate yourself to the guys that are already established? Because that's a really solid group. They stick together. And how do you guys, as young guys, kind of get yourself accepted by them?
Just show that you're committed to getting better, making the team better. Being seen and not heard and finding yourself a job, whatever that may be. So you got to find your niche or what you're good at and how that's going to help the team grow. And then that's what I did. You know, I made myself a job doing all sorts of different things, because I wasn't a starter and I wasn't playing. So the old saying, the more you can do to have a job. So I've found things to do.
Do you ever look at, like, Chris Hubbard, for example? He was you before you were you now, right? And you see, like there's a pot of gold, really, if you put your nose down to it, huh?
That's just hard work paying off. You know, hats off to Hub. He deserves every penny and everything that he gets. So, I'm going to keep working. Hopefully there's a pot of gold on the other side for me, too, but you never know. So you just keep working and hoping and praying that it comes true.
I can make some stupid Kansas rainbow joke, but I will refrain from that. Is Matt Filer kind of following? Do you see him following in your footsteps to a certain degree?
I don't know so much about that. You know, I think Matt and I are fairly close. He's the closest guy I have on the offensive line, and he has the same mentality I do. Is find a job, make it work for yourself, and just improve each and every day and take advantage of the opportunities. And he's been doing a good job of that. So. We're one and the same mentality.
What did you know about Mike Munchak? Did you know anything about him before you got here?
I did not.
No. So but then you quickly became versed in his career and how good he was, and how does he because some guys can be really good at doing things, and they're not necessarily great coaches. What makes him such a good coach?
Obviously the experience, and then being a Hall of Fame player and being there, and the other part is the patience. Coach Munchak is very patient. He never gets riled up, never gets overly excited. He never yells. I mean, he understands because he's been there. He's played the game, and he knows it very well. And so he's not going to put expectations on you that are impossible for you to handle or to perform. And so that's a huge key too.
But how does he get his – like, there's got to be a way. If he doesn't yell, he means business, and you're going like, oh, man, what did I do?
That's coach. So when you mess up. He'll tell you, like, hey, and you're like, oh.
You just get that look, or he doesn't talk.
There's no look. He's just be like, hey, what were you thinking on, what'd you do on this, or what were you thinking, or what'd you see? And they'd be like, well, this is what you should see. It's very patient. Like I said, he doesn't scream or yell, and there's nothing demeaning. He's just, he's straightforward.
How much do you learn from the defensive linemen when you guys scrimmage, go against each other? What kind of tips can you pick up from those guys?
There's always tips. There's always information to see, whether it be body posture, body lean. Does he have his hands? Is he leaning forward on his hand? Is he leaning back? What's his, on his feet? Is he on his toes? Is he on his balls? Is he on the insteps? There's all sorts of little snippets of information that you can pick up. And when you play guys for so long, you're on to them. So it's good work.
But I would think a guy like Hayward, for example, even though he's a leader on the defense, that he would be pretty forthcoming about, hey, this is what I noticed and that kind of thing?
Yeah, when something's completely obvious, you tell them, hey, I can see that you're doing this. Just like when they tell us, if offensive lineman's light in his stance and he's pulling, like, hey, dude, you're really light in your stance, or if you're a fidgeter, because I had a habit of, twiddling my fingers and my stance until the ball was getting ready to snap, and then it went still. So they're like, hey, that's a key. There's a key there. There's a key here. It's little things that you pick up on.
I say you get away with that, certainly in high school, maybe in college, not here.
Not here. It's our job to pick up on those small details, and all the information we can get, it's our job to pick up on it. So we're really good at that.